Well, in what is being celebrated as a major victory, the Constitutional Court has declared sections of the Copyright Act invalid, unconstitutional and inconsistent with the rights of persons with visual and print disabilities. The case was lodged in April last year by Blinds SAN Section 27. The country's highest court gave Parliament 24 months to address the unconstitutional defects in the Act. On the line, we welcome Section 27's Junior Cheskelson. She's a research and advocacy officer at Section 27 based in Johannesburg. Welcome to the show, Julia.
Thank you, Mohammed, and good afternoon to your listeners.
Thank you. Julia, the question we're going to ask you is, why is it the need for the Constitutional Court case? Why did you, with Blind SA, launch this litigation?
Right. So, for years, blind and visually impaired people in South Africa have been denied access to books in formats that they can read, formats like Braille or digital copies of books. And this was largely because of the Copyright Act of 1978, which put up several very sort of painful and artificial barriers to blind people converting books into formats that they could read. Now, Parliament has been attempting to fix the Copyright Act through the Copyright Amendment Bill for years now, but that process is very contested, very debated, but all the while, blind people have been restricted with access to books. So this, we believe, as Section 27 and Blind SA has formed unfair discrimination on the grounds of disability. People who are sighted can access books through libraries, through bookstores, and for a blind person to get a book and then convert it into a format that they can read, they were denied from doing so, which formed the basis of this discrimination. So we launched the case last year at the High Court and then had a hearing at the Constitutional Court in May of this year. And the court did find that this is unconstitutional and that the rights of people who are blind have been violated for decades, and so has provided for an exception to copyright so that blind people can convert books into accessible formats.
Yeah, coming to that, how did the Act in its current form actually impact on those who are blind or visually impaired? Does it not make it very difficult in schools or for students to need access to textbooks and articles?
Absolutely, Mohammed. So the Act, the 1978 Act, said that in order to convert a text into an accessible format like Braille, a blind person would have to get permission from the copyright holder, which is typically a publisher, or sometimes it's the author of a book or a textbook. And what this meant is that there were huge delays to people getting access to the books in formats that they could read, and many times copyright holders ignore the authorization requests or actually reject them. So what this meant is that there was this book famine for blind people. Of all the books that are available in South Africa, only 0.5% of those books were available in accessible formats like Braille for people who are blind. So we've received, you know, evidence of teachers who say that their learners who are blind don't have access to textbooks and reading books to further their education. We've had instances where university students haven't been able to submit assignments or submit exams because they can't convert the readings, the chapters, the journals, the articles into a format that they can read. So this is kind of for decades really formed a huge barrier to people's advancement, whether it's their educational advancement, but also their sense of dignity and of course the right to equality.
Now, the argument that was made in court was that the Act was an apartheid-era law that infringed on the rights of persons with visual disabilities, that means people that that have some sort of disability in the eyes, on a range of basic human rights. Is that correct?
Yes. So this Act was passed by the apartheid government in 1978, and when it was passed, it was designed to kind of protect the interests of copyright holders and to protect very kind of powerful lobby groups. At the expense of vulnerable groups like people with disabilities. So that's definitely something that we mentioned in the case. And what we were calling on the Constitutional Court to do is to bring our copyright laws in line with our Constitution, which claims to protect the rights of vulnerable people and to protect the rights of people with disabilities, to take cognizance of international law, which requires that there is equality between people who have disabilities and people who do not have disabilities. And that is something that the court really stepped up to the plate for and has acknowledged that for decades, people who are blind have been restricted access to reading books that sighted people have access to. So it was a major victory for people with disabilities.
So in In brief, what is the gist of the unanimous judgment and the practical implications now?
So the judgment was sent by Acting Justice David Unterhalter, and it was a unanimous judgment, which meant that all of the justices of the Constitutional Court agreed that the Copyright Act in its current form is unconstitutional for restricting access to books for people who are blind. So in addition to that declaration, which effectively validates the experiences of people who are blind and acknowledges the kind of historical wrongdoings that have been done against them, the court has also ordered Parliament to fix the Copyright Act within 24 months, within 2 years. There is an ongoing legislative process with the Copyright Amendment Bill in Parliament, but the court has now kind of given a time frame for that process, which is good because it's been completely sort of hit by delays and debates and back and forth in Parliament. So to have that time frame is a really useful tool. And the court has also, as an immediate interim measure, granted an exception to copyright for people who are blind. So what this means is that a blind person, or in the words of the judgment, a permitted entity, is allowed to convert books into accessible formats like Braille without getting permission from the copyright holder. So this means that overnight, blind people have access to thousands more books and can convert books, whether it's for their education, whether it's for reading for recreation. They can convert these books into formats that they can read. And it's ultimately kind of opening the doors of knowledge for people who are blind and really improving access to books.
Yeah, Julia, thank you for that interview. It's really appreciated. And we know that this is a time where we really need, our people that are disabled to come onto par, we can say rather, that with people that don't have any disabilities, especially when it comes to education. And this has really brought that up. Thank you, Julia. Thank you. We hope to speak to you soon.
Thank you very much, Mohammed, and good afternoon to you.
Thank you. Good afternoon to you.